All right, time to head out on the hotline, the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Talk to our good buddy Doug Lamorese, Cleveland.com. Lots to get to on this game, buddy. But before we do that, obviously you write about the Browns as well for Cleveland.com. What do you make of what went down yesterday from start to finish up there?
Yeah, I haven't written on it because I don't know how you can really come to any conclusion about it. The thing that's just unfortunate for Myles Garrett is that once you swing the helmet, like, it's not that everything before that is irrelevant, but man, it's just really not the deal, right? That, like, if he hadn't swung the helmet, and then it's just a different area where all of this stuff is then on a level playing field. But, you know, I don't think Myles Garrett is a person who makes stuff up.
Right.
But it's very confusing, but you know, nothing excuses the helmet swing, right? So that's the thing of just, you just took it to another level and you just sort of lost your ground to stand on. So I'm sure he'll be back for the start of next season. And everybody likes this guy. And so this is going to be part of his history as a Brown, but I don't think it's going to define it. But man, it's just ugly. And I wouldn't say I'm worried, but man, that Cleveland game at Pittsburgh next week, boy, oh boy, you just wonder how that's going to go down, because the way this is bubbling for both teams, I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's I'm glad it's 1 o'clock and not in some national window. So I think that might help a little bit, but I think it could be a very, very toxic, tough situation in that game. And I also think, Doug, that it's really critical that the NFL is transparent with this audio. The idea that there's no audio on this, I don't buy it. This is a Thursday night game that they treat those games as Super Bowls, 20 some cameras, parabolic mics everywhere. You're talking about the odds are NFL films, both teams had players mic'd, and typically somebody has an offensive lineman mic'd because they're in the middle of the action. I have a hard time believing that there's not audio of this. And if there is, I think they got to bring it forward.
No, I think you're right, and it, you know, if it somehow will get leaked or something, that, I mean, the NFL will be better off just bringing it forward now. And really, I mean, the issue isn't really Myles Garrett. I don't even know that the argument is should anything with Myles Garrett be reduced. Has Mason Rudolph been dealt with fairly? Should he have a harsher punishment than he's had? So it's really more of a Mason Rudolph issue at this point than it is a Myles Garrett issue. But I know, I mean, Mary Kay Cabot's done reporting on this of them saying they don't have anything, but like you said, you're a little skeptical about that.
I certainly am. I am not skeptical about, and I'm frankly pleased by the fact that we actually have a real game to talk about in Columbus, because it's been a while, and even this one has lost some of the luster based on what we've seen Penn State do the last couple of weeks. Doug, I think it's a real kind of a straight, complicated path for Penn State to get a win in this game, and I think it also requires Ohio State to stub its own toe a lot. An 18.5-point favorite in this game, though, I know surprised a lot of people out of the gates, but in looking at some of the matchups, I'm starting to think it might maybe is justified. Where do you sit on this one?
I don't know if I'm alone on this. I really think it can be a game. I think it can be a game into the fourth quarter. I think 18's too much, and the reason I think that is the reason we think Ohio State is an excellent team is because they're talented and they're well coached and they don't have a flaw and they have stars at all the most important positions, from quarterback to running back to defensive end to cornerback. They are who we think they are. Ohio State is fantastic. They might be the best team in the country. I think the reason we think they're invincible is because they've played 10 games against teams that have no chance of competing with Ohio State's talent. And it's just weird how the schedule has played out. There wasn't the non-conference team that there usually is. And there's only two teams in the Big Ten that recruit anywhere close to Ohio State. Now, they don't recruit at Ohio State's level, but at least they're in the same zip code. And those two teams are the last two teams on the schedule. So, you know, Penn State beat Michigan, and that was a weird game. Penn State owned the first half. Michigan owned the second half. I don't think Ohio State hasn't faced anything as – any group as good as like the Minnesota passing game that picked apart Penn State. Those Minnesota receivers are good. Tanner Morgan's competent. Mm-hmm. Ohio State hasn't faced a quarterback that competent this year. So I think because of what's happened, I think Indiana's better now than the Indiana team that Ohio State faced, for instance. Yeah. That Penn State struggled with. So I think we're a little down on Penn State because of the last couple weeks, when actually what Penn State has faced in the last couple weeks, Ohio State hasn't faced. And so I still probably think, if you said right now who's going to win the national title, I think I'd say Ohio State. I just think this is a game because I think Penn State at least has players. And even like Wisconsin doesn't have players at all like Penn State does. So I think it's a four-quarter game for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're the only team that you've played on the schedule that have multiple guys who could start for you and be in the mix.
Right.
I mean, there's other than that, there isn't. I mean, this has been a really – it's an interesting schedule that was put together here in terms of this game being where it is. Usually this game's played at the end of October. So this game being played where it is unique. I think the last time it was done – wasn't it the DeVere Posey year, Doug? Was that the last time it was played this late in Columbus? I think that's right.
I think that might be right. I mean, I keep harkening back to 2015, and it wasn't Penn State, but to finish with Michigan State and Michigan in 2015 is also very similar, too, to have these two tough teams, but you're right.
Yeah, and there's nothing early. There was nothing early. We didn't have an Oklahoma. We didn't have a Virginia Tech. So it's just kind of been this waltz through the season, and in many ways, I think it mirrors like Clemson's situation that they're in. The difference is that we finish this way, and they won't play a game where anyone's of a similar talent to them until they play in the national semifinal. At least we have, and I'm with you. Penn State and Michigan's not on our level, but at least they're in the vicinity. So you will get a pretty good look the next couple of weeks. Is this one from James Franklin's side of things? I mean, I think about recruiting. I mean, that's the lifeblood. You think about Julian Fleming. You think about the fact that Fields is playing for us, not them. Now, he's won some battles. He did get Micah Parsons, so he has actually beaten us head-to-head in recruiting. But for him, he needs to win this game. I don't know if it's this year, but next year. He has to prove he has won this game. But he has to make sure that he wins 40% of them, I think, for his program to reach. Because, Doug, I think they're the second – I think they have the second most potential north of – you know, whatever line you want to draw in terms of being able to be a real power.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. All these teams in the Big Ten, right, we keep comparing them to Ohio State. And I think the thing that we all reckon with and that the Big Ten has to reckon with is, like, is that just fruitless anymore? Is that like, well, you have to beat Ohio State to get to where you want to? I don't know. Is it just that Ohio State is so far above everybody else that you're just fighting to be number two, and if that means hardly ever beating Ohio State, you can still have your own version of success within that. You know, I look at what James Franklin has done. I think James Franklin, like, has been successful against Ohio State, even though he only has one win. But you take the national championship team to double overtime, you go to one-point games the last 2 years. Penn State certainly has played with Ohio State more than Michigan has.
Way more.
So, you know, to me, I asked Ryan Day about that this week. The fact that it's one-point games, does Penn State come in here with a belief? And he said, oh, yeah, you know, they think they should have won those games. So you can look at those, you know, the way Penn State lost the last 2 years and think, oh, they were up by two touchdowns late in both games. They blew it. But I just think that I look at it more the other way. They know they can hang with these guys. Now, this Ohio State team is better. But Ohio State is just operating on another level. And so, you know, maybe that's why James Franklin goes to USC, because he knows – he's going to be banging his head against Ohio State his whole career here, and maybe winning 2 out of 10 is actually successful for Penn State. But they can at least hang. And hanging with Ohio State these days is a victory in itself. I know they don't want to hear about moral victories or anything, but I just think Penn State's going to take the field on Saturday knowing they have a shot, and most teams that come into Ohio Stadium don't think that.
You're right. Yeah, they do. It's going to be a fun one. It's exciting to just get a game with a little bit of juice, because it's been a whole season where we just haven't had that. So much was taken off the Wisconsin game because of the loss to Illinois, and I do think some of the luster's off this one. But I think if you have to remember that it's at least in a vicinity standpoint, from a talent standpoint, and they played Ohio State incredibly well, and to your point, have had opportunities. Always great talking to you, my friend. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bo.
That's our good buddy, Doug LaMaurice, Cleveland.com. He joins on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline.